We're going to talk about the types of proceedings, the role of the ad litems, the tools used, the doctor's letter, capacity assessment, active contests, uncontested hearings. This is a funny slide. You wonder, and you've heard about this a lot yesterday, the reason probate judges are so concerned about protecting the estate is because we're liable to the extent of our bond for misuse of the estate. And we do not have judicial immunity from that liability. So don't come, it makes me suspicious when you come and say, we really don't need a bond, Judge. Yes, you do. I get to sleep at night if I know you have a bond. Don't say, well, let's make it low, save some money. No, we don't. The law requires it to be the amount of the liquid assets plus a year's interest. And I'm going to start that as the lowest point. And the bond doesn't really change if you do 20%, as if there's 20% income instead of 10% income for a year. So it's necessary to have a bond. It protects you. It protects you because it protects your client. If you are an ad litem or a lawyer representing the applicant and you don't protect the estate, you don't set the estate up properly to be protected, when the ward turns 18 or gets capacity back, they may hire a lawyer who may sue you for malpractice for not protecting the estate from them. My wife actually had a case where an insurance company paid the insurance policy to a conservator in district court, and they raised the child. He was 4 when that happened. He turned 18. All the money had been paid. All the money had been spent. And he said, well, I want my $450,000, Gramps.